Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only knee-slapping, still K-pop somewhat podcast?
Yes.
This episode is fully K-pop. Now, this is, I mean, we're here
this
for K-pop now.
This is a fully K-pop
now,
based
so.
Episode.
It's definitely K-pop.
We'll have to re-examine eventually, but we're still a K-pop podcast currently.
So. Mostly.
I mean, I think if you average out between all topics, K-pop still wins.
Right.
True.
Right.
That's fair. That is true. Anyways, it is your girl Maria, and I am here with Kayla.
Hello.
And Sammy.
Hi.
And girls, boys, the other homies out there, we are talking about some of the best year-end performances, mostly from, you know, music award shows and, of course, the Gayo Dae Jun that we have seen in our time of being K-pop fans. Like, seeing, of course, through YouTube, obviously, not in person. Could you imagine in person? My God. But that we have seen through
YouTube.
Sounds
like a hassle.
We have gagged. We have gooped. We have freaked out. We have stared at hot men. We have been immersed by just as equally hot ladies for some of y'all. And then, yes, so we are just gonna, essentially this is gonna be a gush episode, I feel like. This is just gonna be, for the most part, a gush episode.
No, it is not. We have a very large negative section.
Okay.
As is our usual.
With the exception of the negative section, but we're still gonna talk about a lot of cool stuff.
These are also in, like, no particular order other than they're in the order we remembered them in. So we are not—
Exactly.
We are not doing this
chronologically
in any way.
We're just talking about vibes.
Vibes, you know, just vibes.
And I'm gonna be honest. The overall, I'm just gonna say it. There's too many K-pop award shows.
There's so many.
And the problem is, at the end of every award show, this is why everyone thinks that award shows are bad currently.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, one, we live in the current era, so the current era will always be people's least favorite because they're living through it and they remember all of it. As opposed to all the old ones where everyone's like, well, the old ones are so good. I'm like, no, you remember three of them that were good over the last 5 years. And that's because three of them were good.
You tend to not remember the bad ones.
You don't
ones.
Remember the...
Yeah.
Not even the bad ones. You don't remember what most of them are, which is fine.
Right.
Most of them are fine. Most of them is every K-pop group going up there doing either a bland cover of the same 10 songs we cover every do.
Yeah.
Or
their own song, but a little different.
Their own song with a dance break.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
Like, solidly okay.
It's solidly good. Even the Mamas, most performances are solidly good. And then you get, like, a whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better. You
the
know what I mean?
Have,
like, or you get
the
someone.
Have
or
become
honest,
increasingly more boring this time.
They have
gone
become
on,
increasingly more
I,
boring, mainly just because I think that there is a. I think we've entered the era where there is more categorization. We've always categorized K-pop as your A, B, C, D tier.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The problem is, I think we've entered a new era where we have to redo the system.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And now there's an S tier.
Yeah.
And you can't get S tier on your shows. They're expensive.
True.
There's only so much they can
There's only
these
so
days.
Much you can afford. And also there's so much, like, I do think that, like, there is less, like, overall iconic, because also half these groups are out doing tour. Like, K-pop is so decentralized now that everyone's off doing their own thing.
Yep.
And then also, maybe some of these kids would like to spend Christmas with their families.
You know, it's just
because
a
that's
thought.
The other thing you realize is that half of these are Christmas and New Year shows.
Yep.
I don't know if
just
Christmas
saying.
Is as big in Korea, though. Is the
it
only
is
thing.
Not, but you have to remember a bunch of them are still extremely Christian.
Yeah.
True. Like, that's true.
You,
they might.
I also bet you a bunch of these kids would like to spend one Christmas of the last 10 years with
their family.
Ones.
Yeah. With Christmas or just like just spend
one.
The end of the new,
just
end of the year.
Or just honestly having a break.
Yeah.
Because they don't get one. I would just like, or a New Year's, go to a party, something like that.
Something, you know.
Just it
just
feels
something.
Very, you know, overall that there is. And that's not the award show's fault, but the award shows are also around all around the same time. They usually one rut. Mamas, they're like, what, mid-November to I didn't even realize it went as late as February because I didn't know the one that we just had that whole scandal with.
Yeah, I know some of them.
Oh, like, yeah, the shit show.
I know some of the actual shit show. I know some the of them went over into early the next year.
They go, I know January, but I didn't realize we went all the way into February.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we already, like, I understand, like normal award shows, even in America, it's like through the early next year. And I'm like, why are we in February and still doing this?
I know, it feels unnecessary. This is K-pop. In a lot of ways.
Move on. The same 10 people win because they have to give an award to every single person that's there. Mm-hmm. So you have 15 awards
like,
going
like
out.
The only ones for idols that matter for the most part is like the Mamas and the MMA awards, you know?
For K-pop fans, those are the ones that, like, those international K-pop fans, those are the only ones anyone really.
And then, like, the Korean Music Awards is the more, like, legit ones, but that one's more broad of Korean artists in general. So it's not just, like, maybe if an idol's and, really, you know, well-liked or actually puts out good music, they get featured, but for the most part, no, it's, like, broad
and
Korean.
And then also, just Korea just likes ballad artists, so it's a boring award show anyway.
That's, well, yeah, some of that.
Korea
some
likes ballads. Don't, Korea loves ballads.
They love ballads and also trot music.
And trot, which are like
well,
the
trot
two
makes
things
sense,
where like I'm out.
Because like that's the older pop form.
Still, it's not good. Moving on. So yeah, that's like the state of award shows currently. I still think there are we have a lot of pretty current reward shows on like some of our favorites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do think that like it's about equal the caliber performance is about equal to the old days. It's one, I think there are more award shows now, so there's more middling. And also, most of those award shows don't have the budget of, like, your Mamas or your MMAs. So they also just end up with very boring performances.
It's more of like a,
It's a show.
It's like an award show that's also, like, a cheaper version of a Gaio de June, but there's awards that they give out.
It's a showcase.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's
a showcase.
They don't have the
awards.
Budget, and it's just, and plus, these guys are doing what? There's at least 10 of these things. Some of these kids are in all of them. You think they have time to do 10 different fantastic stages?
Right.
No.
They don't have that kind of time.
That's why you get so many of them are just, it's just a song with a little dance break in the middle, and that's all.
And the dance break is a little interchangeable. It maybe has some difference in, how you say, instrumentation. But, and maybe they'll switch out the song to the other song that they had that year.
Right,
if they had two comebacks. And, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
They have to do it. All right, so should we do the bad or the good?
We always like to end on a bad note, so why don't we just, like, do the good
end
first?
On a bad
and
note?
Then,
or switch
note.
It up and end on a good note?
I don't know. I feel like
we can do the
bad
first. Let's do the bad.
Kind of
let's
brand,
do the bad.
Though.
I think
let's,
the bad note first. Is our brand. Let's do the good first. So, the first one we have is an iconic. We've
my Roman Empire.
Surprisingly, that's your Roman Empire.
Well,
okay.
In my opinion, I have
Empire.
Multiple Roman Empires. This is one of them. This is the
Roman
Empire. Roman
Empire here. Yep. which we've talked about surprisingly recently, so I don't think we have to go over it too much, which is BTS versus Block B at the Mamas in 2015.
I will gush, though. I will do the gushing for you.
I mean,
if
the
you
Mamas
want.
Are a lot of people say this. The Mamas are really kind of one of the only ones of these that do too much interaction. Award shows, not Gaio de June's, because those do a lot more interaction. But
they
like,
there are a lot
the
more
Mamas
collaborations
are kind of,
there.
They're the ones for collaborations, but the Mamas are really the ones for for group collaborations in terms of award shows.
Yeah,
and they've still do it to this day. Mm-hmm. And the BTS Block B one was very good for both groups.
So much fun! Like
it was really fun.
Yeah. Like, it's just, the way they had set up as, like, kind of, like, a versus team thing in different aspects, like, you had the dance-off, which, actually, this was what introduced me to, Uptown Funk, actually, was this performance. So this was the first time I heard Uptown Funk, fun fact.
That's a real way to get introduced to
Uptown. I know, right? I don't know how I missed out on Uptown Funk, but this is how I discovered Uptown Funk and fell in love with it. And then that, and then of course, like, some good little jaw was a nice surprise. Get out of your mind! And then, like, we got J-Hope, like, crumping the back over there. And then they do some dancing from up B. And then, of course, Jimin decides to take and rip off his shirt. And the ladies went crazy. I was I was dying. I was dying. I was like, hot damn. This is so hot. You know, 17-year-old me think, or not 17-year-old, what was I? I was in college, never mind. I was in college, I thought this was so hot for some reason, anyways. And then, of course, going on, and then we go to the rap performance, where RM, essentially, his performance, unreleased track, is essentially a diss track at another rapper. I think it's a diss track towards Bobby, actually, from Icon, which is kind of...
Read all about It Is Bobby of Icon. Read all about
It Is Bobby of Icon.
Yeah.
That was in the book we read.
Which I think is great. In the book that we read, which I love. And then, of course, Zico does a little bit of Tough Cookie. And then they go into, like, more group performances. BTS, I think, does, whatchamacallit, they do Danger. And then it goes into Her with Block B. And then they do a combination. They decide to perform Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas together to cap it all off. But yet somehow it works. And I love it. I think about it. Sometimes, either every other 2 weeks or something, it just pops up in my head. I'm just like, yes.
Your Roman Empire.
I just might do, maybe I should just, you know what, I feel like I have multiple Roman Empires. So I feel like I just gotta make a PowerPoint presentation, do Roman Empires.
My Roman Empires. That would be a fun episode to do for all of us to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, should our new PowerPoint party just be each of us?
Did I just
Roman
start
Empires?
Something new?
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. That's a
not
good
even
idea,
Roman Empires. It could
I
be
mean,
just,
honestly,
if we wanted
to make
an Asian theme, it could just be was it Wuxi?
I know because we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, we have to. We can just do that as
the
our
mythical
PowerPoint
era
party.
Of Chinese
soon,
history.
Everybody.
There could be that mythical era of Chinese history. I don't know. Anyways,
coming soon this year, everybody.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Oh my god,
Roman
I just
Empire.
Created something. This is great. I love it. Okay. Anyways, next one. Why don't you guys can talk about this? Go ahead.
I feel like this is one of our Roman
for
empires.
Sure.
It's one of our Roman empires. It's both of our
it is
Roman,
Roman
empires.
Empire for you too. I forgot about this one, honestly, but
So it's the 2016 rookie boy group stage at the 2016 Gayo Daejun. So if you look for this, you will not find it.
Mm-hmm.
You will not.
It's not on the internet for some reason.
But if you look up the girl group one, you will find it. Just saying.
The boy group one, they have taken off the internet.
But you also can find it because it was also called the Ultra Dance Festival.
Yeah, you can find the up. The re-uploads are around.
Yes.
Sometimes.
And it is our Roman Empire.
Yes.
Because it is some of our favorite people. And what used to be some of our favorite people.
Yes, yes.
Because it is Astro. It is KNK. It is SF9. It is Pentagon. It is also like
Halo
Snooper
and Snooper.
And Halo and Snooper are also
are
there.
Are also there for some reason.
But absolute icons.
So good. Oh, it's so
absolute good. Absolute icon. Like, it is truly paying lip service to these, like, rookie/new goo boy groups. No, all of them would have been rookie.
Yeah.
Except Halo. When did Halo debut?
I think Halo, is like the one outlier in that.
Yeah. But otherwise, everyone else is a rookie of that era, or at least around that era.
Halo debuted in 2014.
14.
They were new-goo, but they were not a rookie boy group.
They were not what you consider not rookies, because I do think Snooper would have still been considered, because they were at the end of 2015.
Oh.
Yes.
So they would have been rolled over into the 2016 groups for the most part.
Right.
But icons. This is a nice, I love this year for boy group debuts. It's great.
It's so good.
And then you just have some of our favorite boys. They're doing great songs. Thankfully, some of them do their debut. Most of them don't, I feel like.
I think
they're thriving.
Well, it's Pentagon doesn't do their debut song.
Pentagon doesn't. Astro doesn't.
KNK does. SF9 does.
Snooper does not.
Halo probably doesn't either, because
Halo
old.
Probably doesn't,
because
I also don't know what the Halo debut song is.
Right.
We're very late-stage Halo fans, and by late-stage,
we mean
post-Halo.
Post-Halo. Oh, yeah.
But this is a performance that I watched and was like, absolutely incredible, love everything about it. Why the fuck is it not on the internet anymore?
Right.
Because!
I always come back to it. It's always so nice and fun, because most of our favorite people are there.
So many of our favorite, and at the time, Pentagon would have been counted
they
as
were.
Some of our
they
favorite
were
people.
They were favorite people at
they,
the time.
They were good for
they
a hot
They were favorite
minute.
People at the
and
time.
Then they weren't anymore.
For a while, actually.
Okay, a little bit long.
Quite
okay,
a while
a
until,
a
until the E-Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also would like to point out that there is a girl group version, if you're interested, that has Momoland, Goo Goo Don, WJSN, who else is here? CLC, Daya, and LaBoom. And it is infinitely worse, because they seem all infinitely less invested.
Yes.
Because essentially what it is, because we haven't really described what it is each group comes forward and does a bit of their song while everyone else essentially dances back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just sort of rotate around until everyone has gone. And it's great, and it's lovely. Girl groups are infinitely less invested in the performance that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's the boy group ones we've got, like, cool staging, and it's, like...
It's cool staging.
It's real nice.
There's a lot more ebbs and flows because, like, yeah. Snooper doesn't make the same music as Astro.
It's, like, much more dynamic overall.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love every second of it. Go find it.
Go find it.
Actually, not too many of you because we don't want to get taken down.
True. We don't want to take it down, so, like, maybe don't flood to it. But I feel like us saying that isn't going to
have
any effect.
Our 35 that people situation. That watch our episodes? Yeah, absolutely. So this next one is a personal favorite of mine.
One.
Not one of my Roman Empires, but a personal favorite of mine. Because mm-hmm. It's a collab from the 2019 NBC Music Festival that is Astro and Oh My Girl doing the Red Shoes.
Very nice.
It is, like, the cutest
It is super
thing.
Cute, honestly. So cute. I like it. I like the way they did it. I love their outfits.
I love all the interactions. Yes. I love how they make it work that there is not an even number
True.
Of people.
Nope.
And you don't notice unless you know that there's not
There's more
an even
people
than
Oh My Girl, which I forget most of the time.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
Or at least then.
I believe at
I don't
this
know
point
now, but then there was. Yeah.
Well, now Astro has less people as well.
True, yeah.
Astro, I don't know if he's still together.
I don't...
To be honest.
I think technically yes, but realistically probably
Technically yes, probably but realistically
no.
probably yeah. not.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just adorable. They're all having... I do think they're two... They're very energetic performers, both of them.
Yeah, they're
They always
they're
look
two,
like they're having so much
two
fun.
Two groups that conceptually very similar as well at the time,
yes.
so...
I love everything about them.
It's great.
Together.
So cute.
It also does feel like they were able to practice, which a lot of times with these collab stages, I don't know if they just aren't put together in time. And I do think a lot of it is timing-wise because most of these groups are great performers.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does feel like there is not enough. Like, maybe they should have done one more run through. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But... This feels like they actually were able to do a decent amount of work together.
It feels like
to make
well,
it feel
well
like as
together.
A collaboration.
Yeah.
yeah. I love that for them. They're great. I do also think it was just the most random thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like, wait, whoever put this together, a genius. But also, when did you, why? Why'd you think of this? It was great, though. Love every second of it.
That's what I feel like a lot of these performances are for me. And sometimes in a good way and sometimes in a bad way. It's like, why are
oh,
these
yeah.
people
True.
Together?
Yeah. But this one, because, like, neither of them... I mean, this would be 2019. This would be, like... No, this is before, like, Oh My Girl really exploded. Like, it just feels like, what happened here? That mm-hmm. both of these two names came to you. You know, none of them did, like, none of them exploded that year. It just felt like
right.
a very normal year for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it just brought us this. So I loved it, but it just felt very, like, huh, interesting.
Very,
Maybe both groups wanted to do it, and they only had 3 minutes to give. And they're mm-hmm. like, fuck it. You gotta do it together.
Right, right. Next one.
Oh, another collab.
Very similar. I feel, like, very similar in a way to Astro
yeah.
Oh My Girl's G-Friend in 17 at the 2016 Mamas.
Though I do think this one makes a little bit more sense just because it's 2016 and it's 17 and G-Friend from 2016.
Yeah.
The fun part is you do have
sense.
To watch this performance in like four parts. The whole thing is
oh,
not
yeah.
uploaded. You
it's
have to,
not.
Like, and you also have to figure it out.
I think I found a whole uploaded thing though. I think it does
it
exist, but it might not on the official
Someone
channel,
put
but
it together.
Does exist.
But for the most part,
yeah.
you sort of have to figure it out yourself.
Right.
But overall, I think it's an adorable time.
It's very cute. That one is also another very fun one that's very cute.
It gives, I think it gives a great, it's a great collaboration because it does give both, like, it's a longer collaboration than the Astro Omega one because it is, like, a full Mama performance.
Right.
So I think it's, like, 10 minutes long, the whole thing. And so it gives, like, everyone gets their little moment and then they get fun, like, interaction moments.
Yeah.
It is iconic, though. I think people still talk about this, and I'm like, GFriend's not even a group anymore.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like this is, like, a also, one that people will go back to often. Yeah. I feel like it's one of the more popular ones.
This is a fun one. Also, it's so cute when they, like, get the flowers, and they're just like, yeah.
Also, I do, like, I'm like, oh my god. Board. I think the staging's really fun.
Staging is
it's
really
a pretty.
It's
a pretty stage.
It's also, like, a really, it's a big stage for this.
It is.
Mean, it is a lot of people. 17 by themselves true. Is a lot of people, but... I love that for them. It's also, like, a lot of moving
it's like, almost
parts.
20 people.
Love that.
Almost 20 people are on that stage. 19
people. It's a good
people.
Time. Mm-hmm. It's a great time.
Yeah.
All right.
It's so much fun. It's cute.
The next one's...
BTS solo
the
concert.
BTS
it basically
solo
is a solo concert. It was
I mean,
a mini concert.
It's a BTS solo
so,
concert.
In 2019...
They had videos.
The MMAs decided to give BTS... essentially 40 minutes.
I think it's at least it's
and
like,
was like
at least
go.
40 minutes, yeah.
And was like, go. Just go.
Just go.
So this has everything. It has solo stages.
Everything.
It has, like, every era of BTS, because, like, you start, like, early BTS, and then you climb through the eras. It has ballads. It has energy. It has... I don't know. It has horses. It has... actual live horses.
There are horses. There are literal horses. Why are you
random...
here?
It has a lot. It's got random women
there's
throwing petals. Good for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a paycheck. It has a lot of horses. It has more horses than you'd think.
No, just random women. They're like foreigners, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good for them. It has just like them. A random, what appears to be almost military-esque group of men. Just a lot of them.
Yes.
I don't know why they're there. It's just a lot. It has inflatable tigers. Everything. What more do you ask for in this time? It was money. I think they took all the money from that. I think they were just given all
probably.
The money. And the... like, is it okay?
Like, they had individual dance performances and staging stuff. They had multiple video things.
I can only
it's crazy
because
not
watching...
only was it 40 minutes, but it was also so expensive looking. It's
absolutely.
Like, it's crazy.
It was
oh, yeah.
It was a production for the full 40. I can only imagine watching this live and not knowing.
Yeah.
Because, like,
oh, yeah.
No, like, it's a live show. Like, if you're watching it, you're like, oh, okay. Oh, BTS has decided to go, like, retro with it. Okay, so they're doing, like their older songs. Oh, you think they're gonna do, like, you know, Boy in Love and then just go into, like, okay, cool. And then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I was like, oh,
okay.
This is a whole situation.
Okay, okay, they're doing Microcosmos. Okay, that's fine, but they have a dance break? They have a, like, change of costume? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just Jin? It's just Suga? It's just
yeah.
Me? It's just Jungkook? Okay, I guess we're going through all the map. And then it just keeps going. At what point are you just like, is it just the rest of the show?
Yeah.
It's intense, man. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't...
And then we end with Dionysus, which
oh, so good.
I truly,
ironically, it was also the opener
to their concert.
Their,
yeah.
To
yeah,
their,
yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
concert,
concert
also had the fun tigers.
Mm-hmm.
The inflatable tigers
yes.
Did make it to the concert.
I mean, to be fair, if you're going to use
hell
that,
yeah,
you
keep the inflatable
them.
Tigers?
Yeah.
Might as well
they're
use them now that you have
the bank,
them.
You might as well
like,
keep using them.
At that point, you owned them.
Feels like a
but
waste
no,
otherwise.
100%, to be honest, it's an insane thing to do. That I don't think we'll ever see again.
No, we're not going to get in a 40-minute BTS concert at an award
no,
show.
No, but I don't think we're going to get a 40-minute anybody concert, even from people I would like to see
oh,
a 40-minute concert.
True.
Like, there are other...
I mean, it'll probably be more like a 20-minute,
I mean,
at most, probably
minutes.
Like
they
what they did in 2018.
They give 20
which,
minutes to a
by the way,
people.
We didn't put it on here, but I would put the 2018 MMA awards.
We didn't want to performance put, like, from BTS on here as well. Only BTS here. There's already
true, but I would, because that was really good too. There's
already enough BTS on here. True, if we were but put I would BTS say that's an honorable mention. Their own songs. We're gonna do the one where they perform
40 minutes
most
straight.
Of their own songs. It's so true. Much. It's at some point it just it lulls you into a false sense of security that it's gonna end, and then it just doesn't.
Then it doesn't.
Keeps going.
It's never ending.
I think we're in some universes we're still there, and it's still
it's
going.
Still
on.
Going.
It's still going. I mean, I loved it, and I do. I mean, I would love it if the MMAs. Would do this, like, that would be amazing if I'm not saying ever, no, I am saying fuck it, every year MMAs give 40 minutes to somebody. Some years I'll never watch it, some years hell yeah.
I mean, to be fair, maybe just give it to the one who's gonna be the best artist of the year.
Exactly.
If honestly, you're gonna make it fair,
like, again, I think,
like, that would be the most
keep
fair
it on
option.
A rotation so that it's not BTS 5 years running, but, you know, mm-hmm. give it some like, fuck it, IU just had a comeback. I would love a 40-minute IU set.
Right.
I think it might kill her.
That'd be great.
She would have to do it by herself. But, like, there's a lot of people that I think could do it. And I think it'd be really fun.
It would be very fun.
17 could do it.
Like, an older group could do it. Like, I'm looking, like, maybe, like, when EXO does a comeback or something like that. It's, again, even groups that I don't particularly like, I think that could do it.
Like, Stray Kids for sure would
do it.
Like, I
for
mean,
sure would
that,
do it.
If
and
they
I
did it, they probably
Red Velvet
would
could
it.
Probably
yeah.
do
but
one,
they
honestly.
Would they would.
But for the most part, I think it would be something
Twice
to talk
it.
About.
Right.
Because there's so many
True.
Sections.
Right, right.
Would they also have a insane... Is it okay? I was frightened for the horses, to be honest. I'm like, I hope they're good.
Oh, God.
How do you... I hope like, they're good.
Could you imagine them hauling ass off
one
the stage?
One of them looks scared.
Oh, God.
One of them, if you make a note of it, one of them does feel like he's a little like, what the fuck's this? Because, like, you can't train a horse.
Well, it's a lot of flashing lights. I mean, one of them could spontaneously shit on stage. You never know.
One of them could also spontaneously run off the stage, which is the more concerning part.
Uh-huh.
True. Like, but the poop, though, could be a slip hazard, to be fair.
I don't think, again, I don't think they would continue without dealing with that.
Yeah, I feel like that
I'm
would
more
100%
concerned about someone getting trampled by
first.
A horse. I was a little more concerned about someone being trampled by a horse. Because, like, how do you can't train a horse for mm-hmm. this. You don't have trained horses that perform well in the pitch darkness of a stadium.
Right.
Just saying. But, yeah, no, iconic.
True.
Everything about it, iconic. Still talk about it to this day.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, my other Roman Empire.
Oh, the yeah. So the
also we have
Troublemaker
twice, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the Infinite portion. I guess Infinite was
it's
good.
The same
oh,
thing.
It is. It is on,
it's
here,
on
twice.
Here twice.
It is
Let's,
on here
we'll
twice.
Let's talk about the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be on here twice. I think we just didn't look enough.
We just weren't paying attention. It's
we just
fine.
Weren't paying enough attention.
If you do want to talk about Infinite, sure, but I definitely want to talk about Troublemaker.
I mean, we're talking about
oh
I
God,
mean,
the whole
performance.
I mean,
performance
Infinite
is
a part of it,
performance.
Slightly. So,
like,
that's why it's
like talking about that
Hoya is the bridge.
Like, G-Friend 17 performance. You can't talk about one without talking about the other.
Yeah, Hoya is the bridge. Between them both.
Hoya is essential to the performance.
It is essential to the performance.
Yeah. Oh God, so good.
So what it is, because we haven't said it, is the Infinite / Troublemaker performance of the 2013 MAMA Awards.
Oh, it's so hot.
It's good.
It's Hoya.
It's so
because,
hot. I'm such a
questionably
fan.
In a relationship. Who knows what that
questionably
situation
who's
was
to
like.
Say.
Who knows?
Know,
we'll never know, I guess. But
could
there.
Know. If someone would tell us.
Yep.
True.
But
it's like, can you guys like, confirm if they were sleeping on the side? No? Yeah. Okay.
At this point I mean, in life, no. It's like, I'm almost positive they were. Like,
they
this,
had to have been.
Given the history that,
yeah.
or not even history, but just given Hyuna and whatever has happened with her in recent years, I'm like, I'm almost positive they were dating then. Like,
oh,
it's
absolutely.
Not even.
That, dating Hyuna, you know, dating a canceled dude
oh,
that was
God,
a producer
it's,
of.
It's rough.
Oh, God.
It's rough out here.
I like it. Her dating pattern. Well, I don't
it's
like it.
Going
really. Pattern.
It's
funny that her
worse.
Dating pattern is like time. Sorry, her dating pattern is people from Cube that she knew.
Every year.
Yep.
Former Cube coworkers. Her dating pattern is former Cube coworkers.
Honestly, she hasn't strayed from that yet. So
nope,
no,
not that we.
So
know.
Far.
But yeah,
like,
I. That performance, I enjoy. I don't love it as much as thing, just because it's, one, it's really disparate, and two, other than the beginning, it kind of just turns into an average performance of Now.
Yeah, and Infinite doesn't do too much exciting stuff.
But also, neither does Troublemaker, really. It turns into a pretty average performance of Now.
I think it's the thing I remember most is when he clocks Hyuna's butt at the gunshot. It's the transition because Hoyo just shoots Hyunsung in the part of the performance. The stage. I also feel like part of it's all got to be the shock value in some way, just because of the Hyuna and Hyunsung in Troublemaker were like one of the first actually like co-ed.
Oh, you mean them constantly cutting to people's stone faces because they know that if they have any form of reaction, they will be taken fully out of context.
It'll be bad for them. Right.
And honestly, I don't miss that era of K-pop because I think they do less cutaways now. And like at the they can't move. Right. Let them move, people. Let them look bored.
Mm-hmm.
Let them look, because they've seen this performance 5 times.
Right.
By award show number 10, I think they know all the songs. They got it. Let them be.
True.
All right. Next one. Ooh, next one's cute.
This one's a fun one.
Next one's just cute, because it's in hyphen at the 2020.
And it's pretty. And I like the effects with the screen effects are cool.
I mean, I like that it just involves roller skating.
I think that's my favorite part of it is that.
I mean, when you have a gimmick, it's the beginning of your career. You can take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't gone so long that it can be passe. Nor do I think Enhypen has, done it enough times that it actually is passe.
Right.
I think they have a couple more times they can bring it out. Mm-hmm. The fact that Sung-hoon can ice skate, but also it's a stage, so it's roller skating. The amount of people I saw that called it, oh shit, he's ice skating. I'm like, no, he's not.
He's not. Those are not ice. He's not ice out.
Those are
right
not
now.
Ice skates. This is not Eurovision. There was a, look it up. There is Eurovision where some dude was just ice skating, and it was a tiny patch of ice that they gave him.
Ooh.
But this is too big. It's not ice.
It's not that.
And also you can see the wheels. It's a roller skate.
True.
I will say he's very smooth on the roller skates. You can be less smooth on roller skates than you can on ice skates.
Yeah.
But, good time. And, debut era and hype and real fun. Give and Taken, good song.
Love Give and Taken. It's such a good
song. The 2020 Mamas were also just a very weird time.
Well, yeah, because it was COVID, so.
They weren't the Mamas. They just weren't. Everyone was by themselves in pre-recorded little screens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Always weird. Oh, BTS 2026. Love it. Oh, love, 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 love.
You'll notice that BTS is on here multiple times, and that's because BTS knows how to do a performance.
Oh, absolutely.
They bring the drama.
They bring the drama. They bring the performance. This might be, honestly, my favorite BTS performance of all
time. I don't blame you. This was great. This era was great for them.
Well, one, it's my favorite era, and two, it felt like a fully interconnected. Because, it's hard to make. You couldn't do this as a 40-minute performance just because you need so many more moving parts.
True.
But this, for its, 10 minutes? It's probably 10 to 12 minutes long. It's great. It is the BTS in their Blood, Sweat, and Tears Wings era. There's wire work. There is dancing. There is so much else happening. V's got prosthetics. V had prosthetics for most of that performance that didn't sweat off his back, which good for him.
Yep.
It was a good time. They did Fire. Fire is a great song.
Yeah, they did Fire. What else did they do? They did,
Boy Meets Evil.
Yes. They did Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Yeah, they did the intro dancing, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
They did a bunch. They did Jimin solo, too.
Yeah.
But I don't. It was a lot of, solo bits and then Blood, Sweat, and Tears and then the transition with V and Jin and then
that whole
into
situation,
Fire.
Yeah.
It was a good. It was such a random situation.
It was a weird situation.
Because, what?
What was
what
it was
even, also BTS going full lore.
Yeah, I was.
They acknowledged the lore.
We've been doing lore garbage there.
We have lore.
It was full BTS lore. And it now was. You can buy that lore in Barnes & Noble's near you.
You can.
You can.
You can, indeed.
Oh, Jesus, we have another one. We really should have spaced these out.
I mean, it is what it is. We put them down in an order. That's the last one. It's the last BTS one.
Perfect Man cover from the 2015 Gayo Daejeon.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't known before...
Gayo Daejeons are always very rife with covers.
They are.
So many covers.
It's basically like supposed to be a fun showcase performance. There's no awards. It's just a fun little thing. Yep. Yeah. This one though was great because again, it's Shinhwa's Perfect Man cover, and because it's Shinhwa, you know, as we already declared, best idol group of first gen, and this probably could be arguably one the best idol group song from first gen, if not, you know,
we've said best. That it is the one that made our top 15 of all time.
Yeah,
true.
The only first gen song.
I also love Wild Eyes. I think Wild Eyes is a great contender for...
Wild Eyes is also pretty great, yeah.
Wild Eyes is great. Also, yeah. 17, great cover of Wild Eyes, by the
yes.
way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Such a good cover. The chairs and... Oh, I love that. Oh, okay. Anyways, though. But Perfect Man, so much fun. If you've ever listened to Perfect Man, you could definitely feel the early 2000s influence, especially from, like, say, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC in it. It is the most... it's like funny, it's the one that I've always made the most one-to-one connection to, like the American boy brand.
Well, yeah, because
sound.
It sounds like a Backstreet song.
Yeah, it does. It's just funny.
Except for the rap, but yeah. You know, otherwise it's full Backstreet.
I know, and it's great. It's perfect. So much fun. I love it. And they do a great job. I don't think RM's in this performance though.
He was injured at the time.
That's why. Okay, yeah. So
I believe he's injured. That's the only reason you aren't in a group. So, yeah, he's injured.
Uh-huh.
True. All right, yeah. So, yeah, that was fun, though.
They're doing great. Thrive. Yeah. Thrive, fantastic. BTS. I don't know what else to say about BTS's performance ability, given that they're on this list four times.
It's fine.
Four times.
Could have done five, honestly, but, you know.
But vibes. All vibes. This next one, fun collab.
Fun.
Great time.
Yes. Because a wild Taemin just shows up.
A wild Taemin shows up for him and Sunmi to do Gashina in the 2017 Mamas.
And Gashima is great. Sunmi's killing it. It's a fun song. Taemin just appears, does the thing, and then walks off stage and then Sunmi finger shoots him.
I mean, he's there, and they also do Move together, which is also fun, but it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Everyone has fun.
Yes.
Very fun.
It is the better. We'll talk about other.
We're
gonna
talk about
Sunmi
a worse Sunmi collaboration.
Sunmi for some reason keeps getting these randos. Taemin not a
Taemin
rando.
Taemin less of
but
a rando,
like a
but
bunch of, but like.
Although he does just
also,
magically
also,
appear.
Also,
to be fair.
Also pretty random.
But yeah. Also equally as random as anyone else that gets thrown in Sunmi's way as to here go.
Mm-hmm.
Do a Sunmi song with Sunmi.
Here's a person, yeah.
It's the best one. And that's because those two have very similar energies, but, like, different.
Mm-hmm.
They work together well. It's just, like, different. Like, Taemin has a weird intensity to him. But, like, it works with Sunmi. It's fine. I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Even though they don't really do much together in that performance. They do just kind of meet and then walk past each other.
Yep.
I mean, they might do more Move, but
no, they don't. She doesn't.
Oh, they don't either.
She doesn't. She comes back at the end of Move to do the same thing that he did in Gashina, which is like the last bit
to be there for a hot second.
It's not
and then
a,
leave.
It's not a lot of. It's not a lot of interaction.
Yeah,
but you know, it works because they
both like
get
you
their
two are popular
shine,
soloists this year. Do a little quick interaction.
I mean, Move and Gashina were two of the best solo songs of that year.
They were.
True. They were and the most popular.
This next one is one that I just think we have to do every couple years just for, I guess, to fill a quota.
Right, like every year we have to meet a quota and we get it all the time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Because every, I think it's like some sort of, I don't know, maybe packed with a demon. That
true.
Every girl group has to do a cover of Into the New World. Right? And we got that all in one go. At the, when was this?
This was a Gayo Daejeon, I know.
The 2016 KB, no, it's the 2016
KBS. Oh, KBS, okay.
KBS. Because we got G-Friend, IOI, Twice, and Red Velvet all getting it all done at once.
Of course.
They all covered into the new world. I mean, I do enjoy it. They all come out, essentially introduce themselves with song, walk off stage. Other ones walk on stage, do their little song, and then they all meet at the end and do Into the New World,
right.
As every girl group is as legally required to do.
Must do.
As it's we a all fun collab.
It's a cute little collab.
It's a good collab. I mean, these were the, like, they did get the top girl groups of that era.
Yep.
And they all fit well enough that they could all do Into the New World and it doesn't feel wrong. Because, like, wait another year and you have to do it with Blackpink and then I'm immediately like, that feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, we had the correct groups of people here. And, you know, it's good. Very I don't know. It just feels like we're ticking boxes, though. It's not an inspired choice.
No, but I feel like this is one of the more well-executed versions of this we've had, so.
Oh, absolutely. If we're all gonna keep having it, I'd rather us all just get... Again, I'd rather this than having four individual covers of Into the New World.
Definitely.
That's so many covers of Into the New World.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot, but it's a all song right. that just works.
It's a song we must keep covering, much like... Much like so many boy group songs. Can we stop doing, what is it? What's that, can we do Rising Sun?
Oh, that'd please, be great.
If we're gonna do a TVXQ song.
Oh, instead of, like,
Merodic?
Merodic, yeah, I don't want to see Merodic anymore. Can we do Rising Sun?
I'm sick of Merodic, to be honest.
I also don't want to hear You Go Girl again ever, like, get out of here with that.
And, like, I'm gonna be honest, I know Into the New World's the iconic one. Can we do, like, Genie?
Mm-hmm.
Something? There's
literally,
so many.
Literally anything else.
And, like, no offense, I'm a little tired of, I like So Hot. There's so many there other is, options.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I feel
many.
Like we've done that song enough. Like, to we've death. Done so much of it.
Can someone do a cover of Touch My Body? As illegal adults all, obviously. But, like, bring some Sistar into it. Bring some fun. You know? Are we at the point where we can do Twice covers? Can we do, like, Ooh Ah? Can we make that a trend?
Honestly, I feel like they've been around long enough that they should be able to, but,
saying,
you know.
I'm whatever. Just saying we need to, like, throw some variety.
Give us some variety.
Bring back, give us something, because I feel like we're down to the same covers every time.
I know.
Red Velvet should be old enough by this point.
Oh, yeah.
Do some of them. I don't care. The groups and this performance are old enough that we could do their own songs.
I know.
All right.
Yes.
Yep.
So the next two are, like, here mainly for iconic reasons, not because
right.
I think that they're, like,
they're
phenomenal
very
performances.
Good performances, but
no.
They're something to remember.
Oh, God.
They're
yeah.
fine, but they're not, like, great.
Yeah.
All the other performances pre this, I think, are, like,
yeah.
phenomenal.
All this right. Fine. First up, though, we got GD and Taeyeon from Mama 2014. Yeah. GD, I just remember how they set this whole thing up where it's like GD comes in with the Seoul 88 Olympics hat in this like hexagonal triangle, you know, cube shit thing with lights.
You mean
yeah,
a circle?
Circle situation.
It's a
yeah,
half circle.
It's like a giant adult version of the playground in the playground where your kids clean up on it. You know what I mean? That's what it's giving. Anyways, you know, doing that, and then Taeyeon comes out, because of course, you know, Taeyeon, he's all, like, smooth, and they're just like, we're gonna be good boy, you know, because, of course, that's when they dropped that little, I guess, one-time collab song they did. I'm surprised they never did more, honestly, as a duo, but, eh, it happens.
I don't know, the more time passes, the more I think Big Bang seem like co-workers, and I think barely.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Those two, though, always seemed, like, close from when they were younger, because I guess they knew each other the longest, because they literally started off at YG very, very young, both of them, but who knows. But yeah. You know, they probably just eventually got sick of each other, who knows. But anyways.
Look, it's mainly here because people were going to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We acknowledge it. We've seen it.
We've
it's
seen
there.
It. It's there.
It's fine. GD talks shit on the award show he's on.
Yeah.
And I'm not that interested.
He does.
Good boy is fine.
It feels like a very GD thing to do. So, like,
it does.
It's not even that
and, like,
shocking.
What else do you expect? I'm, like, not that surprised.
Yeah.
And also, guess what? The mamas are fine.
Yeah.
They're still around.
They're still here.
CJ E&M thriving.
Yep.
Period.
And then 2015.
And then it's the 21 reunion and the mamas.
The surprise reunion.
That's just mainly here because
it was a surprise.
I don't know. It was a surprise.
Yeah, because no one was expecting it. Because I think it was just they were thinking
Park
that CL was just going to appear.
Out of
Park
nowhere
Bomb just appears
after
appears
her
abruptly.
Huge drug scandal that shouldn't have been a scandal. So,
but also here much like the GD performance, it was fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Because I've also never really found 21 to be like
good.
Amazing. Good, good to begin with, but also like even amazing, like amazing performers. They're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, okay.
It's fine.
Isn't mainly here just because we have to acknowledge shit that happened.
Because
of the Park Bomb. Hi, Park Bomb. Bye, Park Bomb.
Mm-hmm. And then we never saw Park Bomb again.
Unfortunately, we did, though.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
She does make a resurgence.
But she's kind of been away since then, honestly.
We did. She was on Queendom for the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, but she's been away since then, for the most part, I feel like.
Good. She's not a good singer.
I think
sorry.
She was, but she
not
lost
sorry.
It over time.
I don't think she ever was.
I don't
was.
Think she ever was.
Yeah.
I think she had potential at best.
Maybe.
Okay. Last one?
Last one.
Last
oh,
one.
Yeah. Mama Moo, 2018 Mamas. Oh, this was hot. And this is where Kayla used her reference in her pole dance video. For solar pole dancing, you know, just because that just doesn't happen these days that often in K-pop.
It doesn't.
But Solar did. I mean, I don't know. For me, as a noob, she looked
solar
good.
Solar is the best, I would say, K-pop pole dancer. Also, of my opinion, she is very. She's actually
talent wise. What would you rate her as based on your experience?
I don't know because I haven't seen her
do anything else.
Do much
do
outside of
routine.
Outside of that performance. I haven't seen her do a lot because that is very like level like that like performance is like slightly lower level where I am. So it's like level 1-2 is like pole difficulty.
Okay.
But it's much more difficult than any other idol I've seen do, like, pole dance routines before, because they're doing, like, real basic stuff, and Solar is the only one who's doing anything that is, like, a little bit more advanced-wise.
Fair enough. Yeah. And then, Hwasa in her red outfit.
The Hwasa outfit, yeah.
The Hwasa
so
outfit.
So pleather. They caused a ruckus, because of course. Because they can't handle one with curbs in Korea, apparently.
They have a big problem with Hwasa, I think, generally.
It's like, how
generally,
dare you exist
of,
the way you are, Hwasa?
A lot of
your
reasons,
jeans suck.
Apparently.
It's like, okay.
All right, get over
it's
it.
It's like,
please.
Hwasa's literally not doing anything, and they're just like, Hwasa, your body is terrible.
How
and
dare
it's,
you.
She's just like over here going, like, I didn't do anything to my body. I'm just curvy, and I have a tan.
The main issue, though, and this is the thing, the main issue is she then made a song that was so bad about it.
Which one?
I Love My Body is a really bad
okay,
song.
Yeah. Well,
she made a really bad song.
I mean,
about
I like her debut, and I also love Maria from her.
Thrive with your actions, not with your words.
I mean, I love
girl.
Her debut, but I also love Maria from her, and that's like the most I've listened to her solo stuff, though, to be fair, so I don't know what else she's done since, so I'll take your word for it, but
it's
yeah.
real bad.
But yeah, that was fun. I liked what, also, Wien did her own solo song, too, in that performance, and I like that song as well, so that was cool. Wien just kissing...
Now let's get to the bad.
Yeah, yeah, all right, the bad, the band,
Wien.
Hell
yeah.
The bad.
The bad. A lot of the bad is trending more recent, just because it's what we remember.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
There's a lot of bad old ones. We just didn't feel like rummaging through the archives of the internet.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, so this is one that is, like, infamously bad. I think the general consensus is that this is bad.
It's not
it's
good.
It's the 2022 rookie girl group stage from the 2022 Mama Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
It's bad? I don't know
bad.
What to tell you. It is.
It's so
Ive
disappointing.
Kepler,
it's so disappointing in so many ways because
it's Ive Kepler, NMIX, Lee Seraphim, and NewJeans.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Great. Yeah, not good.
Right.
No. Most, yeah.
Most of those groups, great.
Really good. And we've had really good rookie collaboration stages. Yes. We've talked about them on this video so far. And this was just so nothing. It's like they put, it was the lowest effort they could have possibly very low put effort. Into this. It was just not good in any way.
Because instead of doing what you should do, which is have each group come out and do their own song, they have random members.
Covering. They're covering other songs is what they're doing.
Like, random members covering each other's songs. It'll be like one member of the group and then random other people. And all these girls did not have enough time to figure it out.
They gave them like maybe 2 days max or a day max to learn it.
And no, but also it feels like they didn't do it together. This is when I'm like, the formations are off because like none of these girls were able to practice together to realize where each of them should be standing.
Right.
It's just so... And then they do Cheer Up, one of Twice's worst songs.
One of their worst songs. It's so boring.
Maybe we should wait a couple years before we start covering Twice so they can cover the era of Twice that's good.
Right.
Or just cover like, TT.
Like cover TT, cover like... Yeah.
Cover anything else. Except
Signal. I'm to let you know.
We don't mean...
It just feel...
Everything... It, yeah, I would appreciate anything but that song.
I would appreciate anything but those two. It just feels very... Like they were trying to do something here.
Right.
But didn't give it enough time and also sort of half-assed it.
Yeah.
And also, it doesn't help that... I don't know. It just felt very... Why?
Yeah, but they also, like, mix them up, too, in different... And they have them, like, standing in the back, just, like, in section groups, and it's, like...
There was, like, no thought put into it. They didn't stage them in any way that was interesting. They did about 20 seconds of
But it wasn't even different groups. It's, like, they remixed the people in each group. They took a member from each,
I know, but it's, like, but it was, like, they learned about as much as the choreographer as you would, like, a TikTok, or if not, less than what you would learn for a TikTok. Like, it was not,
it just felt very, why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right. I don't know. It just felt very... A lot of it was... What the fuck?
Real bad, yeah.
Now we have the culmination of the produce experiment.
Oh, yeah. Because what even on earth is this? So this was in the 2017 Mamas of AKB48 with the IOI branch groups and also From Is 9 for some reason.
And also From Is 9 because you forget that that is technically a CJ E&M show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Technically.
Yeah.
But it just... It felt, because again, this is obviously to do.
And they
want to
promote
like,
it because it's Mnet,
which
thing,
is fine.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
because it's Mnet, and like you have to like start, you know, bring it out. But it just shows how different of performers these are, because those AKB girls can barely.
They're just
move.
Like.
And I bet you all of these IOI branch groups were told to do this. They're not doing much, but they're doing it better than the AKB48 girls.
Oh, yeah.
The way AKB48 and, like really girl groups bad. In Japan do it, and, like, it's, like, it's different than K-pop.
They're sort of just, like, it's clap, clap, spin around mic stand. And it looks like a struggle. And you'd think it wouldn't be, given that these girls perform... multiple times.
But I feel like
week.
They also I feel like they also probably do it just simply saying. Too because of the fact they perform frequently.
But also
they're not trained that much.
Are not trained. They like, are they are not
well,
trained.
Well the bare minimum they get the bare minimum training clearly to do the
week,
dances.
You'd think that they but also you'd think that if they do this multiple times a week you kind of get the hang of it after a while. And yet oh boy. Also, it doesn't help that the only people singing are the AKB girls. Like, no one else is
definitely doesn't
mic'd,
help, yeah.
So they kind of sound bad. They
definitely
not kinda,
does not
they
help the
bad.
Situation.
Just saying. It gets worse because, like, the beginning is at least has some vibe. The rest is a ballad.
I don't understand it.
I forgot it's, that there I forgot it went really on weird. For so long.
It's so long.
It's like 5 minutes.
It's
at
so
least.
Confusing. Just overall.
I don't think I had ever heard the ballad part because I think I turned it off before we got there every time.
Right.
And I'm like, why are ballads are even worse? Damn.
Damn.
Those girls, the IOI branch group girls. All kind of look like they're like, why am I here?
What is going? And From Us 9 is really like, what is why?
More so from his nine. But it's like, why am I, like, what am I doing? Why did I sign my soul away to this company?
Right.
Why am I contractually obligated to do this? It just feels like, why? There's a reason that it never happened. There's a reason that this stopped happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, but.
I yep. forgot about the next one.
The next one's real fun.
The next one is the Kingdom announcement performance at the 2020 Mama, which was Stray Kids and ATs and
The Boys.
The Boys, and it's like, oh god.
I would like to say that this was the beginning of the end for ATs.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The minute that they were battling for that fucking crown.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of the end.
It was.
Because one, dance fighting is not a real thing.
Nope.
So why are we doing this?
What are we doing?
And
I mean, it could be because that's basically what kung fu movies are. A lot of dance fighting.
But no.
Not in the way of K-pop.
Not in this way.
Not in the way of K-pop.
Not in this way.
Mama performance.
Not in the way of this mama performance. But also, why am I being given an undisclosed ad?
Yeah.
Because this is bad.
It's real bad. And it's like, yeah, I understand it's the Kingdom announcement performance, but also, I'm not very excited for Kingdom now.
No.
Like,
and also at the same time, all you've shown me is three members of groups dancing kind of poorly to random dubstep, which is whatever. But also, at that point, give me the full cast list.
Right.
Give me some. If you're gonna do this, give me an announcement.
Right, like, what was, it was so, and it's like, that it was only three groups, then we had three of the groups casted at the time of the show, so.
And then I
like,
understand that
God.
It, like, all fits together with, like, the respective, each of their respective mama performances, like, the Boys
and
ATs and Stray Kids, but still, why?
But why?
I hate it here. All right. I forgot about the next one.
Oh man, that's also like what a choice that was.
Yeah, so it's the 2017 Mamas, and it is, so many people are like, we want collab stages, and I'm like, no you don't, because then you get stuff like Seulgi and Taeyong
with Hitchhiker in the background
stage.
Just
and then also like the
fucking what not,
she's just also there.
That's like that
just
weird
also
DJ
present.
Dude that does like that has like that blah, 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 whatever fucking song, you know what I'm talking about, like Sonical's like blah, 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 no. blah, 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 blah. Yeah, thank you.
I,
that
I
one.
Do, no, I know
that's one of them.
About,
I don't
know
about the rest
do,
of his music, but that's
know,
the one I remember
yeah,
most.
I
I'm like,
what
the?
I don't know what the name. I know what you're talking about, but
it's
I don't
probably
know what song
something
it is.
Like ah, blah, 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 or something stupid sounding like that. You know, it's like a, that's basically the song. It's loud. It's a definitely obnoxious. I don't know how. Yeah. Anyways, that's a thing.
Moving on. These are two of the least charismatic people in this industry doing a collab stage. And I am fully willing to say they are two of the least charismatic people in this industry. Fight me, bitch. It's true. They have no chemistry. I don't think these two, I know they're the same company, but
probably
it almost
not.
Feels like they've never
I'd rather
met.
Watch any performance with Seulgi, though, any day if I was forced to choose. But, because Seulgi is a decent dancer. So, like, yeah.
I don't care. Honest to God, I think it was bad on both of their ends. Even though they don't do much, and then Taeyeon just starts rapping, and then for some reason they decided to make it a weird collab. It's not a collab stage, because they are fully independent, they're like, fully, completely independent, like, performances.
Right.
That just happen to transition back and forth. They have nothing to do with each other.
Right.
So why were they
I don't, who's
combined?
To say?
Was it another situation where they were like, SM, you have 10
probably
minutes.
Probably.
SM
figure yourself out.
Bullshit, yeah.
Because these groups could have totally done independently great performances.
Right.
It just, it, then you just have to stitch them together with bad EDM.
Ugh. Gross.
Gross.
All right. JYP the man.
Honestly,
the mama moo portion right before this, I think, is fine. And like Quassa coming out as like a gender bent Joker is cool.
The mama before,
but, like, let's get Quassa away from JYP.
I think she was even sitting on his lap at some point right before the performance. Oh,
I don't enjoy it.
She got really into it.
She did get really into it, and it's unfortunate. She was like,
that's almost the worst part.
I know. Like,
sometimes, because like JYP will sometimes have a collaborator. Like, he does collaboration with Sunmi sometimes, and those
make sense because she used to be underneath there.
Like, as normal as he can
be. Like, no, just because she's there and she knows the energy.
Right.
Quassa got too into it.
Oh, don't forget, she also did a song with him, Don't Leave Me, for that Mamas that year too, with him.
I know, but like, there are other people that do collabs with JYP and they are far more normal.
Yeah.
And they're both wearing clear outfits too. He comes up right before him with a clear outfit situation again.
Yeah. Well, that was his thing.
I know, but it's funny. He brings it back. He brings back the clear pants thing. Thank God he's wearing stuff underneath, though, but yeah.
I still don't think you're allowed to show up naked on camera, just saying. Moving on, because we have another one that I just think is, like, the opposite, which is another thing of Sunmi randomly be given people to do performances with. Because we have her doing... It's heroin at that point. It would have been heroin.
I think it's heroin,
With Seulgi and Daewi.
What is this combination of people?
We saw who was available.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe today we did a dance cover of it and we're just like, we're gonna shove him in here.
Everyone did a dance cover of heroin that year.
Yep.
It just feels random and bad.
Yeah.
Because Sunmi's doing the normal stuff and the other two are present.
Daehui's there. Like, he's there, I guess. Like, what
and
is
so
what are
is
we
Seulgi,
doing?
To be honest. I think all of them, like, the performance, they add nothing and they just sort of distract me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So the last one is.
I don't remember where this was at. This last one.
Let me find it, because they keep putting it
up. I feel like it's a year-end award show. I feel like it's a year-end show, not like an award show.
It's not an award show. Yeah. It is... So it's the 2018 KBS Song Festival. So the same thing when we got fucking Seulgi and Daewi over here.
Oh, of course.
So there was a JYP and an SM special where they essentially just did... They're both bad in different ways.
Yeah. Let's start with the
SM one, because it's more like generically bad.
Right.
Because essentially it is SM artists come out, have younger SM artists be their backup
dancer. Of course.
Dancer.
Right. It's real weird.
Because like you have, I don't know, it just felt very, and then also have a bunch of
because
NCT
of course,
units come
NCT
out.
Of it all.
Right, of course.
Yep. And then have, like, young SM, like, it's like, why? Because, like, they seem fully independent from each other. Red Velvet's doing their own thing. EXO does their own thing. And then NCT's their backup dancers.
Right.
NCT does their own thing with no backup dancers because there's no one younger at that point.
Uh-huh.
It just felt very, why? Okay. So instead of giving them individual stages, we just got all of SM done at once.
Sure.
Cool.
Sure, why not, I guess.
The JYP one is also bad.
It's bad in a different,
at least it's
in
more,
a different way.
It's at least more interestingly bad.
Right.
Because, like...
JYP, I remember specifically, does a whole rap performance. And it is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Because it is the JYP
rappers. And Jay is all... Day 6 is in there for some reason.
Yep.
And it's, like, him and, like, Jackson. Chaeyoung from Twice.
Jisung is there, I believe. Oh, Youngkae's there,
Youngkae also there? Oh, God.
I think Bam Bam's there, too.
Yeah, it's bad. Ooh, it's bad.
But the other thing you have to realize is that at this point, Day 6 is still a band. So the members of Day 6 are in their instruments for most of this.
Right.
They can't go anywhere. because they're just sort of set there with their instruments.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I'll give it this. JYP the man is not there.
He is not there, thankfully. That would have been really bad if he were there.
So, like, at the very least, I will say it is more interestingly bad because all of these people seem to have met. Mm-hmm. They know who each other are.
Right.
It's just still, like, weird combinations. Too many different vibes because these people are not... They all make discernible enough music that it's like, well, you can't interchange these people.
Right.
What fits one will not fit the other ones. But the other... I mean, at the very least, they are also doing covers of older JYP artists.
Yeah, true.
That's, yeah,
at least in
sure.
the singing part.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
At least it's not that they're doing their own songs.
Their own songs,
I'll give it
yeah.
that. Like, I think the SM one is worse. Mainly just because the JYP one was more ambitious in its badness.
That's fair.
Like, you tried and you failed. SM didn't try and still failed.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just, it's real bad.
It's just weird, man. So what did we learn?
We need better collaborations. Overall. Better, more and better of them.
And also, we've always needed more and better of them, because they've always been kind of bad.
We've always had some real bad ones anyway.
So really, nothing has changed, and
nothing,
I guess we
really.
Can't really hope for improvement. At
no.
least we haven't gotten worse.
I feel like we've gotten more boring. I don't know if I'd say it's definitely not worse, but we are pretty boring.
I feel like we just have more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everything, there's always, like, new award shows. And I'm like, why is there so many of these?
That's fair. But we are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we post all of our episodes along with clip videos occasionally as well. And with that, we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.